the mast as the sails lifted, spilling wind. The undead frigate accommodated a second time. A moment later, a cannon launched. I envisioned Flantel firing on the starboard side, fighting the hard tacks to cross the deck, then unleashing another projectile from the other. Four skeletons in the center of the deck swung their swords overhead in protest of my existence. The cannonball slammed into them, a green mist shooting out from it in every direction. Their rapiers clattered to the deck as their bones disintegrated. This time, my interface was intuitive enough to condense the notification for me. Four undead sailors have fallen, plus 492 XP. Despite the tension grasping every muscle in my body, my lips spread into a grin. Potty chat, Kira. I'm really starting to like you, gnome. Flantel.
Then stop calling me gnome, shade elf.
Damn it. The asshole was right. I sent a quick apology, then spun the wheel back to center. Silas tugged another line, causing all the sails to expand with the wind. The frigates began to drift backward as the retribution crept ahead. A bird-like creature launched onto the deck from the crew's quarter below, then zipped aft, like the motion from the waves had no effect on her. After taking up position beside me, she thrust a feathered finger toward the southeast.
Land ho, Captain. That's the place.
I gazed at the horizon to find a perfect square sitting completely still amongst the waves. Although I had no idea what I was looking at, I steered for it. A huge wave rose on our starboard side. I turned into it, but cut a little too late. Wood groaned as we tilted hard in the opposite direction, then Atri grabbed onto a rail. Silas stumbled on the main deck, but righted himself quickly enough. He tied off the last line before hustling forward. The remaining frigates fell behind and stopped firing. I wheeled to call up to my current helmsman.
Why are they backing off?
He scanned the horizon. His head craned backward, then pointed to the southeast. At some distance, the full length of a massive ship eased across the water. I watched with envy as it sliced through breaking waves, its many sails adjusted by ample crew. A billow of smoke from its port bow was followed by a loud crack that carried over the storm. A glowing red cannonball hurled skyward, cut through the crosswinds, then slammed into one of the retreating frigates. Boards shattered. A fire raged across the deck like someone poured gasoline, then dropped a match. Within moments, a glowing green whirlpool formed beneath the wrecked hull, then tugged it beneath the high waves. Silas pumped a victorious fist toward the massive ship, which didn't turn to pursue the undead. Instead, its heading crept to the north, and I gaped in awe as it sidled up next to us over the next few minutes. Once I could see the whites of the crew's eyeballs, a system message popped up.
The stone wall, level 25, type Bok, sails 16, cannon 12, masts 3. You have discovered a new class of ship, Bok, plus 350 XP.
An update pane flashed on the left side of my HUD, but never swept to the center.
Discovery update. Bok, discovered. Command ship, not discovered. Corsair, discovered. Cutter, discovered. Dhow, discovered. Dragoon, not discovered. Floating fortress, not discovered. Fire ship, not discovered. Junk, not discovered. Ketch, not discovered. Warship, not discovered.
It really was a wall of a ship. High gunwales checkered with cannon ports. Wide square sails which hung out over either side like they'd been borrowed from an even bigger boat. It's all stretched on and on. So even the three impressive masts it boasted seemed inadequate. The prow jutting out from its front was half as long as Retribution itself. An array of banners, pendants, and telltales flew from the masts, all of them blue, and the center of the mainsail was marked with a single azure teardrop. Smaller matching icons appeared over each of the crew members' heads when I focused on them. I waved my thanks to the larger vessel, grateful for their aid. And even more thankful not to be on their bad side as they escorted us toward what my map told me was an island. The distant square closed in, sunlight reflecting off its metal face. Bulkheads attached to either side stretched in two different directions before turning in behind the structure. A stone seawall continued around the shore of the island, and patches of vibrant foliage stuck up over top of it. A glint of light called my attention back to the square before us. A sliver of sky glowed through in a perfect vertical line, splitting its middle, then widening. I nudged Atri.
What the hell is that?
She leaned forward and squinted.
A sea gate. They're like giant doors. See how they attach to the walls on either side? Defensive structures to keep enemy ships away from vulnerable sections of the island.
That's amazing. How in the hell do they build them?
She shrugged.